these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
So let's just get into this, and I'd like to take you through the patents that are on Moderna's website. So there's a patent entitled Modified Polynucleotides for the Production of Secreted Proteins. This is one of the master patents for what they're calling mRNA vaccines. Right in the abstract, it describes that the lipid nanoparticles have a particle size between 80 and 160 nanometers, and it contains modified mRNA encoding a polypeptide. It includes a cationic lipid, a neutral lipid, a cholesterol, and a pegylated lipid. What they're calling lipids actually host cationic charges. They host positive electromagnetic fields. There is no lipid in nature that does that. They're using the term lipid instead of nanotechnology. As you go through the patent in section 219, it explains how they are self-assembled nanoparticles and they're fully programmable. That term in here is an alarming term. For a number of reasons. One reason is that these are both pre-programmable as well as they can receive programs from an external source. Microsoft did a 3-minute video on their technology. They call them biological computers.
Imagine a world where we can do computation inside living cells.
The problem that we're trying to solve is really trying to have a more sophisticated diagnosis that can happen automatically inside cells.
Imagine a biological computer that operates inside a living cell.
The type of work that they're doing is essentially they're trying to sense, analyze, and control molecular information.
In this project, we're trying to use DNA as a programmable material.
DNA is highly programmable, just like a computer, and we can program a whole range of complex behaviors using DNA molecules.
It will definitely happen. I was talking about 6G earlier, which is around 2030. I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
So there's one specific patent that I think it's very important for every American citizen to see. And it's patent number US95392102B2. It was issued on January 10th of 2017. The patent is entitled Vaccine Nanotechnology. And in section 9, it discusses the vaccine nanotechnology that can deliver molecules. In some embodiments, the small molecule is a toxin. The toxin is from a chemical weapon, an agent of biowarfare. This is a utility patent for the pegylated lipid nanoparticles that are in these, what they're calling COVID-19 vaccines.
All right, Thrive Nation, on today's show, I want to really pack it, a bunch of knowledge bombs into today's show, but a lot of them will be in the comments section or in the description section. So on today's show, when you listen to today's show, we're going to be unpacking a lot of information. I'm going to tap into the wisdom of today's guest, but all of the patents that I'm going to be referencing, they're all going to be in the description of today's show. So you just go to the description, you can click the patents, read them, read the patents yourself, and therefore you can discern what you're learning. But let me hit play here. Here we go, folks.
So let's just get into this. And I'd like to take you through the patents that are on Moderna's website. So there's a patent entitled Modified Polynucleotides for the Production of Secreted Proteins. This is one of the master patents for what they're calling mRNA vaccines. Right in the abstract, it describes that the lipid nanoparticles have a particle size between 80 and 160 nanometers, and it contains modified mRNA encoding a polypeptide. It includes a cationic lipid, a neutral lipid, a cholesterol, and a pegylated lipid. What they're calling lipids actually host cationic charges. They host positive electromagnetic fields. There is no lipid in nature that does that. They're using the term lipid instead of nanotechnology. As you go through the patent in section 219, it explains how they are self-assembled nanoparticles and they're fully programmable. That term in here is, it is an alarming term for a number of reasons. One reason is that these are both pre-programmable as well as they can receive programs from an external source. Microsoft did a 3-minute video on their technology. They call them biological computers.
Imagine a world where we can do computation inside living cells.
The problem that we're trying to solve is really trying to have a more sophisticated diagnosis that can happen automatically inside cells.
Imagine a biological computer that operates inside a living cell.
The type of work that they're doing is essentially they're trying to sense, analyze, and control molecular information.
In this project, we're trying to use DNA as a programmable material.
DNA is highly programmable, just like a computer, and we can program a whole range of complex behaviors using DNA molecules.
It will definitely happen. I was talking about 6G earlier, which is around 2030. I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
So there's one specific patent that I think it's very important for every American citizen to see, and it's patent number US 95392102. It was issued on January 10th of 2017. The patent is entitled Vaccine Nanotechnology. And in section 9, it discusses the vaccine nanotechnology that can deliver molecules. In some embodiments, the small molecule is a toxin. The toxin is from a chemical weapon, an agent of biowarfare. This is a utility patent for the pegylated lipid nanoparticles that are in these, what they're calling COVID-19 vaccines.
Okay, a lot of information to unpack. And again, folks, if you just go to the description on today's show, all of the patents are going to be right here. So you can go here to the description and you'll just scroll down. You can see all these patents. And again, folks, you can read them yourselves, draw your own conclusion. Many of these patents have been sent to me by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I've learned a lot about these patents from the research of Dr. Mikovits, from Karen Kingston, from Dr. Peter McCullough, from so many great people. I know I'm missing out on a name there, but there's so many people, Dr. Jane Ruby. I mean, I just keep seeing these patents. So I've tried to organize them all in one place so that you can do your own research today. Dr. Judy Mikovits, welcome on to the Thrive Time Show. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing well, Clay. Yes, that key name is Dr. David Martin, who showed us all of this in Plandemic Indoctrination on August 18th, 2020. So he's the one that took us down the patent road. You can't patent a virus if it's a natural virus.
And I'm going to put on today's show, part two, a clip of Dr. David Martin laying all this out recently in Brussels, I believe. It's powerful. What I want to do is I'm going to pull up these patents and see if you can kind of educate me or educate us on maybe what some of this language means. And we'll kind of go rapid fire because I want to tap into your brain.
Sure.
And so let me pull this first one up here. So I'm going to click the patent. And for anybody who hasn't clicked these patents, they're all available online. They're indexed online. This is for vaccine nanotechnology. This is a patent here on the NIH website. What does this mean, vaccine nanotechnology?
Well, a vaccine, the way they've made them in recombinant vaccines, vaccinology, which is what Robert Malone invented, was making a virus-like particle. Karen said there they were 80 nanomolars. That's 10 to the minus 9. So it's a nanoparticle. 80 of them, that at 200. That's the size of a coronavirus or a retrovirus, where they're enveloped, a lipid bilayer, lipid nanoparticle. It's a virus. It's a synthetic virus. All vaccines since 1986 have been mouse, monkeyed, or manufactured from aborted fetal tissues, cows, pigs, horses, dogs. This is what Cherry Tempe showed. These are viruses. They're animal mRNA, DNA protein, and then they put other synthetic things inside that particle. You put the address on it, you tell it to go to the brain or the heart, and you put the zip code on it and tell it which cell in the immune system to corrupt, which to poison. When do you send that magnetic electric signal, as we just heard? Where? Oh, you send it to the heart. So you have a heart attack. It enters through cation or anion channels. That's negative or positive charge. When you drive that into the heart, you stop the heart as if you've been electrocuted. When you drive that synthetic virus, virus-like particle, those are the inventions. How do you put the address on the zip code? Where do you want your booster to go? Which population do you want to kill? And which phenotype, which expression of the disease you are injecting?
Okay, sorry we lost you. You want to pick off from where we lost?
The virus poison tells you what you want to cause. Do you want to cause breast cancer? Do you want to cause autism? Do you want to cause leukemia and lymphoma? We know exactly what pieces of the animal and synthetic codons, part of the code, base pair, A, C, T, and G, to put into those to turn down your God-given sensors. Those aren't naturally occurring viruses. And David Martin tells you in 2000, they started making coronaviruses in order to make them spread without detection. So in 2005, they made SARS-CoV-2. My work shows you when they made those coronaviruses, chimeras of retroviruses. Now you've got a retrovirus that can transmit through your family, but it's a bioweapon because it doesn't go outside your family. It kills your community, the Blacks, the whites, the Hispanics, the Native Americans. Then the cancer runs through your family. No, you were poisoned. It's not genetic. It's epigenetic. We've been poisoned since 1938 and counting, probably 1918, as David Martin says.
Wow. Okay, let me pull up this next one here. Again, thank you so much for breaking this down for us. I don't think most of our listeners spend their day reading patents, unlike you and Karen Kingston and Dr. Martin and Dr. Tenpenny, and so I appreciate that. Feel free to use sock puppets if you need so that I can understand this. Okay, this next patent is for a nano coronavirus recombinant vaccine taking graphene oxide as a carrier. Again, a nano coronavirus recombinant vaccine taking graphene oxide as a carrier. What? What is this?
Well, it means you use graphene oxide in the middle of that particle in order so that you can carry it. Imagine when you bring like just a magnet next to, what do you have to do? Get a bigger magnet and it'll pull the magnetic particle. Electricity will send the signs, pure energetic margin. Where do you want to target it? How do you want to target it? Through a 5G tower? Through dirty electricity, through a microwave oven, through that Leidos machine you walk through when you go into the airport that's targeting you to see if their experiment worked and they got that synthetic particle to your brain or to your liver or to your heart.
Unbelievable. Let me go to the next one here. Okay, here we go, folks. This is here we go. These are just nothing but a blasty blast of fun, light reading here, folks. This is a methods and systems. Of prioritizing treatments, vaccination, testing, and or activities while protecting the privacy of individuals. There's a little diagram that goes with it, and it says here, receive information about the subject, analyze the information, generate a score, optionally allocate in the score group, and then vaccinate according to the score group. What are we looking at here?
Well, you're looking at the same thing I just mentioned. You're targeting people to see what sensors in their bodies, what cell surface receptors, let's just say interferon transmembrane, so you won't detect viruses in your nose and nasal pharyngeal cavity like type 1 interferon does for you. So what you do is you turn down the antennae or the sensors to say there's no problem, that pirated thing isn't in your brain. We've decoyed, we put a disguise on it so it's not recognized by your God-given immune systems, which can see that poison and cause you to sneeze and cough or spit it out. It tastes and smells like poison. You don't eat it.
Okay, next one. Here we go. You're freaking me out. Here we go. This right here is the cryptocurrency system using body activity from Bill Gates here. The patent with the publication number W02020060606. I remember years ago when I first discovered this information here after reading your book, Plague of Corruption, it occurred to me I should verify that what you're saying is true. And I started finding these patents, and I thought, there's no way this is here, but it is. This is a patent for the W02020060606 publication number for a cryptocurrency system using body activity. What are we looking at here? What are we looking at?
Well, that means if you don't exercise enough, you don't get paid. If you don't burn enough energy, you don't get. So you tie your motion or your movements to your bank account. That might be a social credit score. Maybe if I stick up my middle finger at Fauci, I lose money through cryptocurrency.
Wow. Here we go again. Here's another one here. This is, again, these are all patents, folks, here. This is MIT. This isn't the patent, but this is MIT on their website publishing information. I'm going to read this to you. It says here, storing medical information below the skin, specialized invisible dye delivered along with a vaccine could enable, could enable on-patient storage of vaccination history to save lives in regions where paper or digital records aren't available. What say you, Dr. Mikovits?
I say BS. All they're trying to do is track you and poison you. And so we don't have a problem with paper, and we can communicate through other ways. No, thank you.
No, thank you. So you're saying that the paper shortage isn't really worth it here. Okay, let's continue. This right here. Okay, these are patents. I mean, these are not things that I'm not sitting around conjuring up this information. It says here, systems and methods for injectable devices. Okay, what are we talking about here?
Well, they promised you flying syringes. How can we use mosquitoes and other things, ticks and flies, and in order to inject a poison into you from that organism? Flying syringes. That was in Plandemic Indoctrination. They showed you in science. The experiment was Zika, where you had mosquitoes released on Brazil in 2017. And you used a DTP vaccination program in order to prime and poison the women of the region. And then when their children were born with microencephaly or deformed brains, you know, you blamed this virus. It was mind control, and it had nothing to do with it. So again, the poisoning of our minds through the reading of this BS. I wish you'd throw my patent up there that shows you in 2011.
Can you tell me the patent there, Chief? And I'll pull it up right now, and I'll put it on the notes. What do I need to search for to find your patent there, Chief?
Well, the patent was the first or second slide of my first talk in Miami.
Mm, okay.
And I don't know the patent number, but I'd look for it. But the patent was about using botanicals, using plants and phytonutrients in a platform technology in order that you could deliver a drug or a sniper, in this case, the prostate cancer drug called Casodex or bicalutamide. It's bicalutamide is a purine in nature, and we made it chemical, and then we've used it as a drug to target an agency, but we protected you from any kind of side effect or damage and supported your immune system in killing the poison by driving it directly to the cells the way God uses phytonutrients. So in 2011, this patent was awarded for botanical compositions in combination with low-dose Casodex, a chemotherapy for prostate cancer. So right there, we had a cure in 2011 for the prostate cancers that these poison synthetic are causing. Oh, and they jailed me and took it away and accused me of intellectual property theft. My brain does not belong to the cult of scientism. My brain belongs to God and the taxpayers who paid for every word of my college degree onward, every light bulb that turns on in a university. It's about time we use God's people to deliver God's discoveries, which have nothing to do with poison, how you heal. So we had the patent on how to heal from the pandemic in 2011. And the FDA, Merck, J&J, every one of them, we went around the country for almost 8 years trying to get FDA approval. We had a phase 1, phase 2 clinical trial, cured some cancers associated with the poisons. Just like when we use Suramin and the protection of the side effects of Suramin and use it correctly, then we can actually cure autism. I'm going to keep saying it. If you use the drugs that we developed according to God and nature properly, we have the cure to every poison they put up there. We the people, you own it. We have it in the freezer. Last chapter, Plague of Corruption. You can have it for the asking. Take it back.
So, Dr. Mikovits, what I want to do is I want to encourage everybody to engage with you and to really, learn more about all the things you have available here, because you've devoted your life to sharing the truth about what's going on, but you've also devoted your life to providing solutions. And so I'm going to go to therealdrjudy.com, therealdrjudy.com. And what we're going to do, and I like to do this from time to time, as we're heading into the Reawaken America Tour, Las Vegas, Nevada, this event's coming up August 25th. And 26th, August 25th and 26th, we'll be staying. Most of the attendees will be staying at the Trump International Hotel there. It's going to be a great lineup. We are bringing Roseanne to this one. Roseanne's going to be joining us. Jim Brewer's joining us. We're going to have Eric Trump, Don Jr., Laura Trump, a lot of the folks. So names you know from maybe more of the political world. You're also going to have names that are more from the scientific world. You're going to have folks like Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Mikovits, Mike Lindell will be in the house. You'll have Alex Stein will be there. So many wonderful people will be at this event. Mel Kay will be there, Roger Stone. It's going to be a great event. Jimmy Levy will be there. Alex Jones will be there. But if you want to meet these people, if you're listening today and you want to meet these people, all you have to do today is when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, before you go to timetofreeamerica.com to get those tickets, I want you to head on over to Dr. Judy's website. So you go to therealdrjudy.com and you buy anything at all, any item at all. You buy a book, you buy a product, a supplement, food and nutrition, personal care, anything at all, and you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. So what do? Step one, you go to therealdrjudy.com. Step two, you buy anything. Three is you send in proof of purchase via text to 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. And when you buy a ticket, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. Dr. Judy, what's maybe a particular item that everybody should have? If they're going to buy one thing from your website, what's the one thing everybody should buy?
Well, if there's one thing everyone would buy, I'd buy Cardio Miracle right now. and our book, Ending Plague, if you want time to read. You'll have enough time because Cardio Miracle gives you the nutritional support to beat those two key pathways of how big flying rats called bats viruses are causing disease. We need TGF-beta functioning. We need vitamin D functioning. Cardio Miracle shows you in a functional paper produced in real people using it in August of 2022 that it does exactly that. That's what we carry. That's what gets us to these conferences. That's what's keeping us well. Despite any poison they patent and put out there, we don't care. We've got God. God wins. Love wins.
Can you share where you're going right now, or is that an off the record thing? Can you share what you're en route to, or is that kind of a more of a I can't ask you that kind of thing.
Oh, not at all. I'm on the way to.